You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning,
well,
Joe.
This is like an old blast from my past.
I know, right?
Been hanging with you. Good morning, Tucson. Wake Up Tucson. I'm here this morning with Mr. Christy Simone, and as usual, the team rolls in right in time to hit the radio, hit go live, and wake you all up. I am so looking forward to today, Mr. DeSimone. You gave me you put me on deck about a day ago, and you said, you're coming in Friday. I said, all right, who's on? And you told me the rundown, and I thought, pinch me, because I'm dreaming. It's so early, and it's so cool, and I got such good people to talk to today.
It's a weird world out there. Hold on. Ray said he was going to fix my jack. All right, here we go.
I put a brand new jack in there. Don't complain.
You're too jacked up to fix you, buddy. You're way jacked up.
Nothing better than having the Hig Dog here on a Friday. Good morning, Amigo.
Well, good morning, sir.
We do have a busy show today. Wendell from Arc Point's going to be here.
Love Wendell. And him. He's like a really true friend. I mean, he is. You know, we met him through the show. He was the CEO at the casino.
Yep.
I remember they did the opening weekend and we were out there partying.
I wasn't. Don't get the glide. Only Wendell takes care of you.
Front row with Tim McGraw, big steak dinner. Ooh.
Cheap Trick?
I forget who opened up.
I think it was Cheap Trick that night also for the
Rockers. All I remember
was
Tim McGraw, man. I love Tim McGraw.
Love him. So wonderful. So Wendell's going to be here. Of course, him and Colleen are knee deep in COVID testing, but they also do other things at Arc Point Labs.
Are we getting an anal swab this morning? Or are we just doing the regular one up the nose? Because the Chinese are apparently doing the one up the... Can I say that this morning? Is it too early? Ray?
Ray's our operations
director. Can I get a call on that?
Official ruling is it's not a violation of FCC policy.
All right.
Thank you. But it might be...
Too early?
Too early. Right.
We're talking medical, and that is my field.
Now, I do have to help Ray with music today. We do alphabetical...
Okay.
Bump music.
I was trying to remember what letter you're on.
You're on S, okay. Which is huge.
So I'm realizing that's what I thought you were on. So I was kind of trying to think of things.
All right. So last name of the artist has to begin with the S, or the group has to begin with the letter S.
How about White Snake? Would that fit?
No.
No?
Nope. That's all right. You're going to get it.
All right.
That's why this kid took 6-7 years to get through the U of A.
Yeah, where's that sound effect there?
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Hold and on. I'm not a doctor.
So after Wendell, we have one of our favorites, Wendy from Chef Chic. She's over on Wilmot and 22nd.
Nice. She bringing food?
Yes, absolutely.
Sweet.
So we call her the Sauceress. Because she is amazing, her flavor combos and what she does. So in addition to doing take-home stuff,
right,
and she does catering, she also at there, you can actually go to her place and eat there.
Nice.
And she does breakfast, lunch.
They're still doing the 50% seating and sneeze shields and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Speaking of sneeze shields, what's this barrier between us here?
Look, this has nothing to do with COVID, believe it or not.
These shields.
I told them you were coming in, and I want as much. It's like the remember the old lettuce, the sneeze guards on the salad bar.
Right.
That's exactly what we're doing.
I brushed this morning for you.
Then we have Congressman Andy Biggs.
Oh no, I haven't. I've watched him, and I've watched him all over the place. I've never interviewed him, so this is gonna be really cool.
So he'll
like him. You've interviewed him a bunch, right?
He lets it rip.
Nice.
He lets it rip. And then we go off in a soft little hour at the end with Frank Antonori.
Sweet. Is he coming in or is
he's
he?
He's in here.
Is he? Absolutely. Nice. I just had lunch with him about 2 weeks ago.
He'll have his COVID survivor shirt on.
He had all his camos on and his gun with him. He was out hunting. And I was like, hey, let's grab lunch. We got to catch up. So I love some Frank.
A couple of things. My interview with the governor yesterday.
Heard a clip of it.
Yeah.
When he was talking about schools.
He did not like when I used the word lockdown.
What else is it?
I don't know. He didn't like when I said, well, when did you come to that decision that you were never going to do another lockdown again? And he went, we didn't do a lockdown in the first place. You know that?
You and I have talked about this, but this is Goldilocks, right? He doesn't want to be the first state to open up like DeSantis. He doesn't want to be the last state to open up like California.
Right.
So you're right in the middle.
Right.
That's caution, and that's... We're in the world, I think, of bold, bright colors, not shades of gray.
Wow.
And I think that Mr. Ducey got stuck in the shades of gray world.
He did.
Yep.
And then
DeSantis, bold, bright colors.
So I think we were talking about DeSantis did use his emergency powers to send the kids back 3 days a week.
That was so smart.
Right?
You told me that yesterday. Because that, you know, that gets the teachers kind of warmed up to the fact that you're in a classroom.
And then after you do it for 3 days a week for a while, you kind of go, what the hell am I doing?
This is stupid. I think when you're doing the interview and you're telling me it's coming, I said, well, tell him to go over to DeSantis' Twitter feed. Just do everything he does, and you'll be fine.
I will tell you that last early fall, I told that to some of his staff. Like, just whatever DeSantis does, do it 3 days later. And you'll come out smelling like a rose.
Think about timing and the right... So Mike Pence, Doug Ducey, Scott Walker.
Yep.
And there's one other one. They were kind of all on that Coke train, Coke
yep.
Brothers train.
Yep. Not the other Coke train.
Not the Coke train. Coke Brothers.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, with the rise of Trump, it becomes the DeSantis party or
right.
the Trump party.
Right.
The bold, bright colors. When the media starts picking on DeSantis, he goes right after him.
He does.
Yeah, he doesn't stop. And I think we're ready for that. Right?
And unlike Trump, he can control himself a little better.
Right, totally.
Right? But when he,
totally.
Like, so when they came after him for, he had his mask off at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right? And he goes, well, how the hell do you think I'm going to drink my beer? That's the right line.
Step away from Twitter. Right. Right. Now, I have so many people that have said that to me about Trump. I said, you just would have stopped a little sooner. One less tweet.
Right.
But that's what made him who he was.
Again, we said it in the first year or so. If he could just ratchet it back a little.
Yeah.
Just a little. And do the art of the deal.
Yeah.
Right? Because he didn't do that either after a while. He should have wined and dined every Democrat he could have found.
Or... was his job to pull the Band-Aid off and show how crazy it all was. So when he starts like rattling on about Pelosi, remember her teeth were rattling a little bit and he went after her? Dude, that is classic trolling. That is I'm going to troll
he
you.
He was
so
the troll
so
in chief,
mad
I agree with that.
That you're just going to lose yourself. And they all did, man. They lost themselves on
it.
So maybe that was the plan all along. It's like, I'm going to show you how stupid this stuff is. We're going to make it a game.
Well, he did. And you know, it's okay because Nancy Pelosi isn't negotiating with anybody. That's not her thing.
Right.
But it's the idea that I think there might have been some moderate D's out there in the Congress and the Senate that he could have started developing some relationships with.
Was that after the Russia, and before the Ukraine impeachment? When would that have landed
so
perfectly
when,
for you?
When David Schweikert says that, again, that there's D's on Ways and Means that helped craft the tax cuts, but weren't allowed to vote for it.
Right.
That's where you're at. But there's D's out there who want to do things.
Okay,
and
okay, Tip O'Neill, we're no longer at the Tip and Ronald Reagan days. We are in divide and conquer. You're a part of your tribe, and do not even go off the reservation to come over and try to vote for.
I understand
guy.
That.
That's where we're at.
But Trump was that big enough personality that he could have transcended that.
Think so?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm.
I mean, that guy pivoted like you would never. I mean, remember
he was definitely not a conservative.
5 years
hardcore,
ago, he was a pro-abortion. Yeah, then he runs for office, and now he's Mr. Pro-Life.
But I wonder if he read the time, and he understood the role of the media, and played them, and just got them to come unglued on
he
every
did.
Turn. Man.
I think that his war on the media was dead on.
And universities, and bam, 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 bam.
I mean, most of the media are right now in the mainstream media who are opining on national stuff. These are not honorable people.
I remember doing the show with you for all those years. You'd get those weird right side news or, you know, red ad flag news.
Right.
And I'd be like, I'm not even going to go there. I'd go to the mainstreams. Now that's the only place I go. I don't even look at the mainstream media. Because you know if you go to Fox, you're going to get right. And you go to CNN, you're going to get left. It's all spun.
Right. You do have to triangulate it.
And I was like not a conspiracy theory dude at all.
Well, you know what?
But boy, have I been opening my eyes to some of the goofy stuff going on.
Well, what site's a total train wreck if you're someone who leans right has been Drudge, right?
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, that's Drudge is just useless now.
Exactly.
Absolutely exactly. Useless. I mean, that is like the Republican Trump-hating site of sites.
And I used to love Twitter.
I guess Matt sold it. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he sold it.
Yeah.
And flipped. I used to love Twitter until Trump left, and it's become a left echo chamber. It's not even fun anymore.
Twitter.
So now I'm all over the place looking for stuff.
I'm that guy who started my Twitter page.
Right.
And then after a while, I had to stop. Because no matter how passive-aggressive, depressingly crappy Facebook is, Twitter is like the super terrific cesspool.
It is.
It makes Facebook look like Xanadu.
It is.
I mean, it's just the most nasty, ugly,
and it's not real world, right?
No.
Did you see his tweet? I'm like, no, I didn't, because I live in the real world. You know, it's not going to get me upset when some nutball in his grandma's basement tweeted something. Stop.
You can just see, like, when, if Andy Biggs puts something on Facebook, right? You'll have people that are trying to troll or hate it, and they'll say things. But then if he did it on Twitter, it seems like the hate is ratcheted up an extra six. What is it about Twitter, Joe, that makes people want to
hate
more?
I tried Twitter 3 times. The first 2 times, I didn't get it. I just didn't get it. I tried. This time, I really figured it out. You have to curate your lists.
Right.
So if you're into medical or you're into schools or you're into farming, there's people that only tweet about that. So you put them in a list, and then you can follow that particular thread.
So basically, you have to curate it and use it as a... You're basically your news feed.
Right, and people will put up an article under a subcategory that you're super interested in, Dungeons and Dragons, let's say.
Yes.
You do a hashtag search for that. You find geeks like yourself that are into Dungeons and Dragons, and you put them in a list. Every time they put something out on D&D, you get that fed to you.
So while you're online at the post office or sitting on the can, you can do your little thumb thing and go through your tweet.
Lord Voldemort and has got an elfin something or other.
Not bad. You tried. All right. Let's go to break. The band's back together again. Christy Simone, Joe Higgins, Ray's filling in. What happened to Callahan? Is he okay? Did he get hit in the head with a puck or something?
Yeah,
what's going on?
He lost his voice, so can't go to work when you have that.
All right. It's an S day. I saw Ray banging around the Slayer a little bit. That would have been impressive.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there.
Ray playing Slayer. Who knew? Ray of the Player, playing the Slayer. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30, the boys. I got to go brew some filthy pirate coffee, for God's sakes. Wake up. All right, 6:22 in the morning. You're on Wake Up, Tucson, 10:30, the boys. Local news and talk. It's an S kind of Friday. It's going to get really, really busy as we move through the day. Joseph Higgins is here. Joe, let's get into big rumor.
What?
The big rumor...
What?
Is the Biden administration is shopping for a deputy secretary of housing and urban development.
HUD, we like to call it.
And a possible person, supposedly the rumors are, is the Queen Mayor of Tucson.
Oh.
Requena is supposedly up for a deputy housing secretary.
Wow. Like a Dwight Schrute kind of job? Yeah, or is it a...
It's a Dwight Schrute kind of job.
Well, she's got her Harvard Kennedy School 3-week certificate, so that should make her qualified, right?
I think it's a week.
A week.
I think she went to this seminar for a week that says Harvard and Kennedy, and she thinks she's Henry Kissinger right now. So
she's got the bona fides. Well, what would that mean to two? It'd leave a big old vacuum. In her recall. I got a call. A friend of mine goes, are they going to recall her or get her? And I said, probably not. Recalls are tough. But are they? I don't know any. I'm not following.
The last number yes, sir.
Here's a good day for me. Not going south of River Road. That's a good day. So I don't know what these goofballs are doing down there.
Sorry. Yeah. Wrong one. Sorry.
Yes. So tell me, bring me up to speed on the seven Democrats that run City of Tucson. We still have seven, right? Is there any Republicans? Okay. Tell me exactly what they're doing. Bring me all up to speed.
They still kind of suck.
All right. Let's go through the big ones. Cops.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you brought up cops.
Thank you.
So they just had 3 motor division cops retire on them. And then the last 2 days.
So that means I can speed?
A total of 75 years experience out the door, have a nice life. Okay. And 75 years of relationships, right? You'd build those relationships in your community and things like that. Gone. Okay.
How about response times and things like that? Is the same.
He doesn't share staffing? That. He doesn't want it. Right. Staffing's horrible. I mean, even Magnus is now running around crying about it. On how understaffed he is.
Minneapolis just went through this. I love it. They're all like, well, we need cops. We lost 200. We need to hire, you know, we need to recruit. Well, I wonder why you crapped on them for a year.
So, and then we know one of our friends and the police officers that we both know sent me an email yesterday. Southside Division, just in 12 months on patrol, have gone from 86 cops to 68 cops all in 12 months.
And they work 3 shifts, I'm assuming, right?
Correct. over so 7 days.
Divide that. Yeah,
right.
That ain't a lot of cops.
You are correct.
Well, let's go to the next one. Roads. How are we doing on roads?
So, Joe, I would say we're about $750 million minimum in just the city, not the county, behind on roads. Okay?
Okay.
So Rahina said, oh, we need to fulfill our charter responsibilities, so we're going to double our road money that we put into roads from 7 mil to 14 mil. So we got that going for us, even though I bet their HERF dollars that comes from the evil state, it's got to be somewhere between 80 and 95 mil.
Are we still blaming them for sweeping, or is that over?
Oh, no, always.
They're still sweeping?
The blame game, like we had fun yesterday. So I had General McGuire on from the, he's the guy, the general of the National Guard that always looks very stoic next to Doug in the press conferences.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he seems like a really solid young man. And so he was on last Thursday, and this is right after Huckleberry said, oh, and Kozachik. But I'll do it in my Huckleberry voice, more fun, right? Well, you can't open a 24/7 vaccination site because that'll take vaccines away from the county. And then it's going to take vaccines away from people of those disadvantaged populations, right? And I'm saying, well, how long's the ride from Keno to U of A? 2.5 minutes, right? That kind of thing, right? And so then I asked General McGuire, because everything wants to blame the state, blame the state, blame the state. And then I said, are you guys taking vaccines away from Pima County? He's like, no. Oh, okay. Thanks. Let's move on. Next question.
It's called execution.
So execute anyway, on the so roads office. Roads are,
okay,
are train wreck.
Parks. Anything? No anything?
So they passed a bond. They passed a bond.
Are you still playing soccer?
No.
Okay. Because you were like our canary in the coal mine on soccer fields. And you and Lawrence.
Absolutely.
If they're watering them, if they're hard as a rock. If
well, I'm going to tell you, the Oral Valley fields at Naranja, and also the ones at Riverfront, if Chrissy Trahan, whatever her face is, Diaz, doesn't get her butt moving on parks, we're going to start looking like the city of Tucson in Oral Valley, which would be sad. So another reason to get rid of Joe Winfield. But we gotta keep getting
Oral Valley
rid, gotta keep getting rid of people.
I can't keep up with their
so
politics.
Parks. So they passed a park bond
yes.
to do improvements at parks, but there's no money to actually maintain the parks.
Okay.
So they still look like hell, and we still have many of them are infested with homeless drug users.
That's I've seen that big time. Yeah, I've seen that real big.
Right. So God forbid,
there's like full housing going on in deserts and under bridges, and I mean like full on. Camps. Going.
So, you know, the king of bum parks, right? That one on Speedway and Stone. Imagine if you're one of these, you know, these people that got suckered in from moving to Tucson, right? And you bought a house in that historic 4th Avenue, right? And you're like, hey, Janie, right. Let's take the kids over to the park and they can blow bubbles, right? And there's like, you know, 8 dudes there just, you know, doing some heroin.
Watch out for the crack needles, kids. For the meth needles. Okay, so let's go run down, because that's the main job of government, right?
Rahina keeps saying charter. She loves saying the word charter.
So let's go on an A through an F score for cops. What would you give them?
F.
Ooh. How about roads?
F.
And parks?
D.
D. Okay, and then we got the 1 week at Harvard School of Kennedy.
Well, that's an A+.
A+. A recall, right?
Oh, recall. So
she's going.
The last The last time I saw numbers in the last few days that the recall people were willing to put up on the waste book, they were right at 17,000.
And what do you need?
24.
Okay.
So, and they said they finally got paid circulators. So
what happens when she goes? What happens if she were to get tapped? Because that would be, you know, from a resume point of view, it'd be a big deal.
Right.
And that would put her into something.
And
for
she'd be perfect for the Biden administration, a bunch of useless,
right.
emotional people who actually don't do anything.
Right. And that would set her up for a statewide run, Chris.
Oh, she's running Congress.
Yeah, then you can put the little check mark next to Ben to D.C.
Remember, I've called her West Coast AOC.
Ah.
Because she can say just as much of dumb stuff as... As AOC.
Totally. So she's going, right? What happens when that happens? Who gets the tap?
So this is a great question. I was just having this discussion with a friend of mine. We might have to continue. Let's do that on the other side of the thing. A little teaser, because we are coming up on a hard news
these
break.
These advertising things are driving me nuts with you. I want to know. Please tell me, Chris.
Joe Higgins, Christy Simone. We also got to talk about our Mitch McConnell discussion we had yesterday as if Mitch was listening to us.
You see what I sent you?
Wendell Long coming up at 6:45. We got Wendy from Chef Chic. Hey, didn't we cancel Springsteen for driving drunk in a U.S. Forest Service land?
He got acquitted.
Oh.
And I didn't even mean to play this song, so I wasted the Springsteen on a slow one.
It's beautiful. I got a tear in my eye just hearing that piano.
Honey. Yeah.
Can't wait to watch him and Obama reminisce on Spotify, whatever the heck they're doing.
We're the reunited states of America, according to Bruce. Joe Higgins is here. Wendell from Arc Point's coming up. He's in the on-deck circle, as we say in baseball. And we still play baseball? I think we do.
I don't remember what we play. Fake people in the crowd. I don't even know anymore.
I thought one of my favorite things was this idea, because everyone was desperately trying to raise money for their college sport or pro sport. So you could make that stupid fathead cutout of yourself.
Right.
You know, for $300, and they would stick it in the audience for you. You're like,
no, it's all fat heads.
That is the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life.
So, you know, I'm on a board of a local high school and AIA sports.
Right.
This winter sports was canceled. Then 2 weeks later, it comes back in, and so much drama. And these kids are really at a disadvantage because they want to play. They want to get out and be a part of.
Well, they've been trapped in their damn house.
Yeah, they've lost
and
a
if the
year.
Athlete can get out and do.
And all the club teams are playing.
Yeah.
In fact, you were telling me they're leaving California to come here.
Yeah, well, they're not coming here because, remember, idiot Huckleberry closed all the parks. So what happens is you have, they're all going to Phoenix. And Phoenix has this cottage, super terrific cottage industry of these people moving from California because mom, dad, and the kids can Zoom for school and work, right? And they're like renting a condo for 6 months.
And playing.
Playing soccer.
Playing soccer. Yeah.
You know,
this is the beautiful part about human beings. We always figure a way around every rule.
Correct.
This whole Lori Loughlin and getting kids into these, you know, and they're rowing and they get a picture of them on a fake machine. I love the ingenuity of human beings. We will always, always, always figure out a way around stuff.
Imagine that, right? To get your kid.
Yes.
You got to have them on the rowing machine and then send that into the whole. Oh, look. Look at me.
My kid's so dumb he can't fog a mirror, but he got a 1,200 on the SAT. Here's 50 grand.
It's like,
I love it.
So, Joe, you asked me about what happens if the
queen... Well, let me tease it first.
Yes.
The first part, a day south of river is not a good day for me, so I don't try to go down here, and I don't follow local politics like
south
you
of Ina, for a lot of us folks in Oral Valley, is a rough day.
So I went through, and I said, how are we doing on cops, roads, and parks?
Right.
The core job of a city council, right?
Right.
And you told me cops an F.
Right.
Roads an F.
Right.
But you went up a little bit on the rounding
because
error.
They got that bond done, even though it's more tax money. But it actually might actually build a few newish things. So they get to a D.
All right, they got a D.
But so, then, I could have gave them a C, but the amount of meth users in the parks brought it down one more time.
You're grading on a curve is what you're telling
me,
right? Then we went through that Rahina went to Harvard for a week and got the Kennedy School of whatever. So
yes.
She's got that on the resume.
She's got tattooed on her leg.
So
her ankle.
My guess is she's going. To the
so there's rumors, if you just tuned in, that Rahina might be up for a undersecretary in the Department of Urban HUD, Housing and Urban Development, because of her amazing work doing nothing here. Okay.
We know she wants to go on to Congress or state level running. So this is a good resume. Tucson mayor, you can check the box.
I would say she does this job if she gets it, right? And then she comes back and she'll run for the Kirkpatrick seat.
Okay.
Because, I mean, Kirkpatrick doesn't even know what country she's living in right now.
Allegedly.
So, very nice lady.
So then I asked you at the break, and you teased me, what is the process for the next one up?
So this is, I don't know. I just had this conversation this morning. So because she was, the mayor is a citywide elected position, right? Does, basically, they got to do the.
Because that's ceremonial.
Right.
Do they call Rodney Glassman and bring him back in for this thing?
That would be amazing. Rodney would charge back the Democrat in a heartbeat.
He would.
I just want to be loved by anybody, anywhere. That's not Sasha. Now, do they do the application process? Right.
We've done this too long. It's like a vaudeville act.
Do they do the application process where everyone, and then they follow the other six, vote them in? Is there a special election to fill the mayor's spot? I don't know what that process is for the mayor's spot.
Okay.
So Durham is retiring, useless.
Next question. Does it matter at all? Is there anything a new mayor would do or a new leadership team would do to do anything different? More pro-business, fix the sign code, pull more weeds. Does it matter? Do I care? If I'm never coming south of the river, does it matter to me?
Big picture?
Yes.
I'm going to say this in Spanish, okay? I want to be bilingual. No. Okay. Now, you said this years ago to me, You said, Chris, let's say they really run the place into the toilet, right? They have to go pull a bankruptcy kind of thing, right? And whatever.
Like California or Illinois, right?
Any of these things, right?
No bailouts coming from the COVID bills from Biden. So it's...
We're pretending that's not going to happen, right? What percentage shot would all of these seven jokers have getting reelected after all of that, right? And we're like, I don't know, 97%?
Yep.
That's where you're at.
I had a friend of mine call me that, you know, hey, I'm thinking of running in Tucson. And I said, what party are you? I'm Republican. I said, well, you're going to be one of six. So if you feel like you can get anything done whatsoever, good luck to you.
So I'll say it again. I'm gonna let the strategy out of the bag. If you'd like to change Tucson,
right?
Like really change Tucson through the election process, it can only be changed at the ballot box in Democrat primaries. You literally would have to find...
Do we have Dominion voting shop boxes, though?
We do not.
Okay.
We have.
Then we got a shot then.
What's the one that Chuck flashes the flashlight in and it changes?
Crop scanner.
Diebolds. Right. The Diebolds.
Right.
So
right.
Chuck has his Scooby-Doo foghorn leghorn flashlight and it can change whatever because of the optical scanner. That's the ones we're using still.
Right.
I'm old school here.
And this is allegedly with the Diebold. I'm not. Don't sue me now, or don't sue me with Dominion or anything.
No, I think
they're
I think
suing everybody
right
now. Well,
Lindell
and Sidney Powell. And
Dominion, you're great.
You're great.
We love you.
You do an awesome job. I love the way you count accurately, and there's never been a problem, and you're not hooked to the internet, and you do a great job counting. In fact, I might invest in Dominion. I'm going to be part of Dominion.
Thank you.
I love what you do. I feel so confident at night when I go to bed on election night at midnight that everything's going to be cool by 5 in the morning, Dominion. Awesome.
I hear the U of A.
Don't change a thing.
I hear the U of A football program is going to have Dominion run the scoreboard for them and help out Coach Fish. Now,
that's a good one.
Where were we at before?
I don't remember.
Hold on.
Can it change? Where are we going?
Oh, okay, change. Yeah. Oh, you said, can it really change, right? And I said, no. All right. In the end, right, she has... So just when you think Tucson's an embarrassment, she's the super embarrassment, right? With these... The way she... We call her proof of life videos, where we don't know where she's at, right? She's in some sort of basement, right? She has this crew of 12-year-olds at her staff.
Double mask.
Like, right, that's triple mask,
right.
Okay? They got the top students from the Mexican-American Studies Program at Tucson High, and they are now her staff, okay? And what happens is they work on this script, right, that she's got to do in the proof of life video. And it's probably supposed to come out by Tuesday, but they suck so bad at it, right? It finally gets to Thursday. Then she's got to record it. And then she's got to record it again because it's got to be perfect. And then by the time it's all over, they get it out on Friday night and go, here's my proof of life video. So overall, in the big picture, Joe, no. In the short term, it's... Just for some of this, just keep the spirits up while the place is going down, down the sink.
Right.
It might be better.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
And so we joke, but this is serious. We spent 7 years trying to impact this place. We spent 7 years trying to run candidates and everything under the sun and writing articles and doing this show and weaving a narrative, talking about the business community getting off their tail and being part of the process. We've did a lot of this work, but you know what? Ultimately, what I've learned with TUSD, Pima County, City of Tucson, the market will decide. The market is deciding. They're moving. You're not coming here. My daughter has graduated from college. Can't wait to leave. She spent 2 weeks in Phoenix kind of checking it out. She's like, it's so different up here. So when you're youth and you're educated youth and you're youth that will raise a family and make your community better, make the decision to not leave. Like she asked me, my daughter says, what would you do at 21 or 22 my age if you'd had it to do over?
AM radio.
I said, not me, Christy Simone. I told her I would have moved to Dallas, Texas at 21 or 22 as an entrepreneur, as a
correct
business guy. And I would have been, you know, in a much bigger pool of people doing stuff.
Yep.
And that's the sad part, man. So what's going to be left is like California, right? You got a flight of wealth leaving there, New York City, flight of wealth going down to Florida. That puts more of a burden on everyone that stays. So the taxes go up and
get a little stupider.
Right. Market forces.
All right, we got to go. We got to talk to Wendell Long. He is one of the owners of Arc Point Labs. Also, Joe and I are going to talk to him about running for office in the next segment. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30, The Voice. All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Christy Simone, the prodigal son, the prodigal rancher, we'll call him, Joe Higgins, Is it true you actually own part of a cow now?
I do.
Thank God.
I write a check every month for a cow. Someday I may eat.
And I'm not saying it's the Costco, you know, ground beef super package.
Right, right. I'm a rancher, Chris. I'm all hat now. No cows.
Good morning to future U.S. Senate candidate Wendell Long from Arc Point Labs. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Thank you, Chris.
It's only $100 million to run now, yeah, Wendell. You got that laying around.
That was not me in that YouTube video.
Anyway, we could go right down that, but we're not. Talk about Arc Point Labs. You guys are over on Country Club, north of Valencia, correct?
That is correct.
And what's in the world of? Last time we were talking, things were a little wild and crazy in the COVID world. What's the state of the union right now in the COVID world in relation to testing?
Well, the great news is that the COVID world has calmed down to some extent, but it was just crazy before. We're still doing a lot of COVID testing, but nowhere like before, where people were just doing anything they could to get in. A lot of our COVID testing has transferred to traveler testing, since if you leave the country, you basically have to have a PCR test to get into any country. A lot of states you have to have a PCR test, and we're the only place in Tucson that can get you the results of a true RT-PCR that's accepted basically everywhere in less than an hour. So
I've been traveling, so when I come back I have to do the tests, and I've done 3 or 4 of them. And this is really before I knew you were doing them, but I've got the finger prick and I've got the nose one. What's the difference? What do you do?
We do everything.
Okay.
But it depends on what you're looking for. Now the finger prick, you're looking for antibodies. Antibodies tell if you have had it before.
Okay.
Or if you've had the vaccine.
And how long will that last, do you think? Is it a week, month?
Don't really know. Months? I mean, it usually lasts. The CDC says that you have protection if you've had the disease for a 3-month period.
Okay. I was hoping I'd be a carrier and don't get the symptoms. Yeah. That's what I was shooting for. Like, man, I hope it's in my blood and I'm over with the dang thing. But
We can test your blood and see them, and we can do that, and we can give you the results in 15 minutes. That's also very good to do if you've had the vaccine. Because if you have the vaccine, we all believe in science and all that, but even if you believe in science, it means so much more when you actually see that line that indicates that you have immunity.
It's a warm, fuzzy feeling is what it is. Yes, I get you.
And you know it works then.
Right.
So the antibodies, which is the blood test, sees if you've had it before to see if you've developed, the antibodies, the IgG antibodies, basically the your body's remembering how to fight something.
Yes. If
something bad happened, I got to remember how to fix, to do this again. So it creates the IgG.
And the other one is if you have it at the moment, right?
Right.
The nose, okay.
And that's the nose or saliva. And, the nose is by far the most accurate way, because that's where the virus lives when, as Chris would say, a virus wants to be a virus.
You are correct.
Where it comes out and spreads to other people. And those tests are divided into two types, molecular tests and antigen tests. Antigen tests, it's looking for the spikes on the protein and all there. It's a faster test. There's a wide range of accuracies. The antigen tests we use, we're the only ones in Southern Arizona that have accuracy levels very similar to a PCR. Mm. The other tests are molecular tests, which PCR is the largest member of that. And what that's looking for, if you remember in science class, you see cells divide,
mm-hmm.
and when they divide, whether it's a virus cell, and they throw out their outside layer, sort of like a snake skin.
Right.
So when the virus sheds its outside skin when it replicates, that's what we find in the PCR, and we blow it up until we can see it, and then do an RNA analysis, which is just DNA for viruses.
And we saw Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yeah. Osmosis
no,
Jones.
DNA, sorry.
Osmosis Jones. Ray wanted
Bingo.
Me to ask.
Dino DNA. Sorry,
good one, goes. Good memory. Ray wanted me to ask about the anal one. Is that one we're doing in America, or is that only China?
Wait now.
only a KVOI. and that is actually true. That's not just the wives' tale or... You know, they were actually doing anal swabs there, so.
Well, we're going to do the one on air, right? The first yes. one in Tucson and Ray.
Yeah. Ray just put on the, he just typed to me, fire up the webcam for that one. you're getting good, Ray. I like it. Everyone thinks Ray's all straight and, you know, the square of the group. He's got a sense of humor over there. I like that.
But apparently the Chinese government's going to do that with diplomats. All the American diplomats, and Biden's not protecting them. Well,
I'll probably disappear after saying this, but it is amazing how much power the Chinese government has over its people. We did a lot, probably hundreds of tests for Chinese nationals that we were going back to.
Yeah.
You know, to China, and they had to have, you know, several. They had to have an antibody test and a virus test.
Wow.
And
Did they know they came from there, or not here?
Was the amount of Chinese nationals living in Tucson that had to go back.
Mostly students.
Right.
Mostly students.
Yep.
And they were coming. We were the only people in the state who could do it, so that people were coming down from Phoenix. Wow. And they were scared to death to get all the steps right. And China is the only place that has called us, and they've called us multiple times, their embassy to
Hello,
check
Wendell?
And make,
it's China on the phone. Yeah,
to make sure that...
I can see Colleen picking up the phone. Hey, Wendell!
It's for you.
China's on the phone again.
It's for you.
President Xi.
Well, and it's almost like you expect music in the background, but they would ask to verify information. And we were talking to some of the people beforehand, and they were people who were like anti-government, you know, anti-Chinese government and all that. And every time they'd call on those people.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was spooky.
Yeah.
Wendell, President Xi's on line 6. You screwed him on that comp suite when you're over at the Casino del Sol years ago.
Oh, man.
He came in for the Journey concert and you screwed him.
Well, let's not divert into China, but this social credit score is something they're actually working on in China. So if you're anti or you're doing a radio show in the morning and talking bad
about
toast. China...
Wake up Beijing is toast.
Yeah. You get a score, and you're on this list, and you can't get the job or the mortgage or the interest rate or whatever you need to.
And how does the anal swab go into that computation?
Refusal for anal swab drops you 148 points on there.
But you could truly see that they were scared of their government. I mean...
Well, that's why you got to if they're really going to get into that SWAT, you got to buy into the Q-tip stock as fast as humanly possible because it could work. Now this COVID stuff's not. I mean, it's still going to be around, but for you, before we leave, it's the idea that you work with a lot of companies on other things. That's why we want to get that out also while you're here. So, what are some of the things for small businesses that are listening to the show right now? We got about a minute and a half left. What are the services that you can help small business with here in Tucson?
Well, we do drug and alcohol testing. If you have a drug program, that didn't sound right. If you have a drug testing program.
We were just talking about City Park, so.
And I will say to you, as a small business guy, Wendell, the moment there's an accident, a car accident, a bump, a knock, a workman's comp, get a drug test as an owner. Make sure you have that on file somewhere.
Absolutely, and it does two things. One, it's good to protect you as the owner, but it's also very good for the employee. Employees don't realize. I mean, if they're on drugs, then, you know, you can't feel sorry for them. Mm-hmm. But if they're off, this is their opportunity to prove mm-hmm. that they weren't.
Sure.
I mean, we've had several owners who wanted to get into a program, and they reminisce about, one guy told me an employee rear-end a car twice in a period of a month. And I always wondered if she was on drugs, but
spend them whatever.
But that's not really fair for her.
Right.
You know, because he can't erase that out of his head. Whereas if there had been a drug test, then she'd be able to prove that she was fine.
Wendell, I got a listener question for you real quick. Billy Buckmaster just asked me, U.S. Virgin Islands requires a, quote, rapid antigen test to travel there. Wants to know how fast it is and what's the cost.
The cost is a The cost is $125. We can give you results in 20 minutes. You come into the office, fill out a one-page form, front and back. We swab your nose.
Thank you.
Yeah, nose.
And
yep,
you get a form, right? You get a proof of whatever.
You get proof. Yeah. You wait in the car, and we bring it out to you in 20 minutes.
And so, contact information to get to access your services.
You can. Our phone number is 230-8900, and you can also contact us on email. My personal email is wlong, W-L-O-N-G, at arcpointlabs, and labs is plural, .com.
All right. Great seeing you guys today.
Oh, great.
Thanks for talking
you.
About, and I'll tell President Xi that I haven't seen you. Wendy Gauthier coming up next from Chef Chic, arcpointlabs.com/Tucson.